Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Woodbridge.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. When Matron announced that morning at breakfast that the hospital was completely surrounded by Japanese, we looked like being taken prisoners at any moment. There was not a sign of panic. We finished our meal, put on our red capes, and with small weekend suitcases, greatcoats and hats, walked from our quarters to the main hospital and got on with our jobs.
Well, there's one good thing to be said about it.
What's that?
While the little so-and-sos are all around us, they won't be bombing us. At least we can have some peace and quiet. Yes.
Are those dressings ready, sister? Oh,
just coming, Sister James.
She's a cool one.
Who? James?
Yes. I've never seen her even flustered.
You know, I bet if a Jap walked into her ward, she'd tell him to empty BPs.
And a very good thing, too. We could do with a few extra hands. Are you ready?
Yes. I've got everything I can find. We'll have to start using our uniforms for bandages and our captails for gauze soon. Come on.
There. That better?
That feels fine, thanks, sister.
Try to keep as still as possible so you won't start any bleeding.
What about our special tin hats, sister? Have you run short of those too?
I don't think you'll need them this morning. Not as hats, anyway. Now, how about you? How are you feeling this morning?
Sister Jeffries. I'd like to speak to you a moment.
Yes, sister.
Matron has received word that about 30 sisters are to leave immediately. Ship is available to make a dash for it. As many of us as possible to assemble at once in the hall.
Yes, sister. But I'd rather stay.
We all would. It is for Matron to decide who will go and who will stay.
Yes, sister. When are we wanted?
Now. If you can leave your dressings for a moment.
All right, girls, if you'd line up over there.
Yes, Matron.
Good. Good, that's it. Now, every one of you has a right to go, and I know every one of you would rather stay. There's no time for me to take individual cases of who should or shouldn't go, so the fairest way I know to pick those to stay is to stand in front of you in the center of the line, here. Now, I'll lift my arm, and when I drop it, the girls on my left will go, and the girls on my right will stay. Right? Here we go.
Good heavens! What's that?
You
it must be 10 o'clock. They started shelling again.
But Matron started a raid by a signal, too.
Thank goodness we were on the right side to stay here.
So good luck and God bless you. We'll be seeing you all soon. Now hurry. The rest of you get back to duty.
Right? Goodbye, Barry.
Sister Jeffrey.
Yes, Matron.
I'm asking for 12 volunteers to stay and see it out if things become too drastic and there's a chance of the rest of the girls getting away. I'd like you to be with me.
Of course, Matron.
It'll be a suicide squad. You must think it over.
I don't have to think it over. I know now. It'd break my heart to leave. There's so much to do. We can't walk out on these boys.
Thank you, sister. Carry on.
Here's your BP, Digger. Put it the other way round. That's it.
I reckon you ought to warm them up for a sister.
I must say you look regimental and smart sitting up in those.
I thought you said we wouldn't need our special tin hats today, sister.
Not so much talk. Get under your bed. That's it.
All set?
Yes.
Sister Jeffrey.
Yes, sister.
I want you to come and receive wounded. There's another batch just coming in.
Where are we going to put them?
We'll have to stay on the stretchers until we can improvise some beds somehow. Do what you can until the doctors get round to them.
Yes, sister.
All right. All right, put them down steady. We'll put them down in a row along this wall here. Move them up closer together.
That's right.
Yeah. Long here. Long here, that's right.
Got a smoke on you, mate?
Oh, here.
Ah, let's have a look at you.
Oh, I'm all right, sister. Just a scratch, that's all.
Can you hold your arm up a little? No, it's fine, fine. Now, let's see this bit of a scratch.
Jeff, I'll follow you along with these dressings.
Right, Dill. Right. Just give me a hand to cut the sleeve off.
Right. Here's another one.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I'll get it cleaned up ready for the doctor. I'll see to this one.
And just keep your arm steady. We'll soon have you patched up.
The rest is now at the hour of our dead, amen. Christ,
deliver
me. It's a pretty
bad shape. Make it
stop. Both legs? One's still there. What's left of it?
Full of grace, I saw it lying beside me. My own leg was lying there twitching.
What's he had?
Nothing. We've got nothing to give him. We can't help him at all. We can only get as many as possible in here.
I can't feel it, but it was there.
Morphia, hold his arm.
I don't want to die. I'm frightened to die. I believe in God. I believe. Did they bring it?
Now, you let me give you this like a good boy.
Mom, I hurt my leg, Mom. It hurts. You'll stop it hurting, won't
you? Try to lie quiet. Pain will go presently.
Mom, I thought you'd gone. You won't go, will you? Don't leave me in the dark, Mom. Oh, leave a little light on. It's so dark. My leg still hurts me. Will you tuck me in, Mom?
Boy, he's so young.
I'm going to sleep now, Mum. Don't leave me till I go to sleep. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep me. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul. To take.
Amen. We went on receiving wounded and more wounded, while the bombing and the noise went on and on. On Thursday, there was worse to come. Matron drove six of us over to our other hospital on the next hill. Never had I seen such a sight. There were wounded men everywhere, in beds, on stretchers, on the floors, on verandas, in garages, tents and dugouts. Low-flying planes were machine-gunning all around us.
If we can't stop the machine gunning us, the place will be a slaughterhouse.
What can we do?
Sister Freeman, you and Sister Jeffrey get as many sheets as you can find, take them out there on the lawn.
Yes, Matron.
Sister Blanche, you come with me.
What's Matron got up her sleeve, I wonder?
Well, I don't know, but she'll get something teed up.
Oh, Jeff, there's not much here in the way of sheets.
Grab those white bed covers.
Right,
they might do.
Yeah. Quick. I'm glad we haven't got far to carry them. They wear tons.
See if you can find anything to weight the corners. Anything at all will do.
That's all there is in the cupboard, Matron.
Let's see. Yes, they'll do. The very thing. Now, we'll peg them out on the lawn, then make a red cross out of this stuff. There's yards
on. Where did that come from?
Never you mind, my girl. It's ours now. Jeff, hold this out while I cut it in half.
Will you look at the way the bullets are cutting up the lawn?
As long as they don't cut us up, we'll be lucky.
Ah, that's got it. Now, we'll get the sheets outside first. The others are getting things to weight the corners. Who's coming with me?
I am.
We both are.
Come on, then. Get hold of that corner, Jeff. Pull it tight.
Over your way a bit, Dot.
Okay.
Oh, here is Blanche with the weight.
You follow us and pin the corners, Blanche.
Now the red. They won't be able to miss seeing it anyway.
You think they'll take any notice of the Red Cross?
Well, I can't help knowing it's a hospital now. That's fixed this end, Matron.
All set? Run for the veranda!
I made it.
All present and correct.
All here.
Good on you, sister. Leave the cows now what a Red Cross means.
Hey, you see that? Those girls are out in the middle of that strafe and never winked an eyelid. That takes guts.
Yeah. Hey, listen, hear that? He went over us.
Yeah.
A little yellow swine are holding their fire till they pass us. God love you, sisters. You've done it.
You beauty.
Remove the clamps. Gut.
Here, Doctor.
Someday he'll thank me for a lovely job. If it's nice and tidy. Finish the dressing now, sister. What's the next?
Head wound coming in, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sting, so hang on.
What is it?
Never mind, just hang on.
Stings, he says. It's like being eaten by a scorpion.
And soon have you as good as new.
We've got time. Doctor will even fit you up with a brand new appendix.
You want to watch it, mate? If you're not careful, they'll send you out of here with a bouncing baby boy.
They're bringing in another batch of stretcher cases, matron.
For a 200-bed hospital, we're not doing badly. We've got close on 1,000 in now.
And still they come.
Matron Paskey?
Yes?
I have orders to take you and the sisters back to your main hospital. I have a car waiting.
But we're needed here. Why are we to go back?
You'll transfer to ambulances, join a convoy of all remaining sisters, and proceed to Singapore at once.
Oh, no, we can't go.
There's your answer, Corporal.
Sorry, matron. You have to go. Colonel's orders.
But the wounded are still arriving constantly. There are no hospital ships in Singapore to relieve the congestion these men must be cared for.
Are we just going to walk out on these men and leave them? We can't, matron. Every one of them needs medical attention.
What about the doctors? Can't they do anything? They need our help so badly.
This is the work we came overseas to do. We can't just leave.
It's tough, but there it is. Colonel White's in Singapore now trying to arrange a ship. Maybe you can talk to him. But I was told to bring you straight back with me. That's my...
That's your orders, we know. Come on, kids, let's get cracking. We'll tee something up when we get to Singapore.
And so we left. We sat in the car, quite dazed by the suddenness of it all. I have never felt worse about anything in my life. Back at the main hospital, we all got underway at once. We drove through an air raid into Singapore proper by sidetracks. Japs were everywhere, and the main road was taboo. Once we took cover in St. Andrew's Cathedral. There, we were joined by the remaining sisters of the 13th AGH and the 2nd 4th Casualty Clearing Station, and a list was made of our names and numbers. There were now 65 of us. When the all-clear sounded, we were driven to the wharf.
I can't tell you how hungry I am.
Oh, me too, Dot. Cheer up, Jeff. You look as though you've lost a shilling and found a penny.
I'm still boiling mad about leaving.
Maybe you won't have to leave. Maybe you won't be able to.
Why, Mitz?
Look out ahead of us. That's Singapore, and it looks as though the whole place is on fire.
As we neared the wharves, there were fires burning all around us. The whole place was ablaze. As we drove in, the heat was intense and buildings crashed. One was right ahead of us, the wall a sheet of flame as it fell. Mitz yelled,
"It'll hit us!" Jeff! Jeff, we're through! We got through it!
What a shambles! The car behind us didn't get through.
One of ours?
No, I think we're the last of the line.
We're stopping.
All out. Everybody out. Come on out. Everybody out.
Well, where are we?
Looks like the wharves. I've never seen so many people milling around.
But there are no ships. Look, there's our crowd there. Come on.
Right.
There's one more lot to come.
Reporting personnel from Ambulance 6 or present, matron.
Good. Fall into line, kids. We'll make for the end of the wharf.
Sister Jeffrey, I presume.
Hello, Dot. Did you ever see such chaos?
But where are the ships?
We don't go by ship, Mitz. We swim.
What?
See all those sticks poking out of the water? Those are the ships.
What do you mean?
Those are the masts of sunken ships.
Attention!
Oh, how?
Attention! All British subjects are aboard any available vessel leaving Singapore. There are no charges for passages. Get out! Get out of Singapore! All British subjects board any available vessel leaving.
All British subjects should have been out of here long ago.
But they wouldn't go. Don't you remember we heard that when we were in Malacca?
John, I've got to find John. Let me through.
Oh, this is awful.
Look at that pile of cars.
Where, Dot? There, in the water, see? All smashed on top of each other. You can see bits of them sticking out. Look, there's the front wheels of one still spinning.
There's a long line of them moving down to the edge of the wharf.
abandoning them into the water. There goes one. Oh, what a shame. Why are they doing it? Scuttling them so the Japs can't use them, I suppose.
I suppose so.
Mommy! Mommy!
Poor little kids. They must be nearly suffocated in this crush.
Matron's coming down the line. She seems to be telling everyone something.
We'll be next.
There's a ship available for us, kids, the Matahari.
Oh, boy, that's for us.
We'd be transported out to it in a tug, but I told them that the...
Matron, look, there's someone trying to get through the crowd here, Matron.
Over here! It's Colonel White.
Matron, you and your remaining staff are to be taken out to the Matahari. I'll see if I can clear a way through for you.
Just a minute, Colonel. We can't go on the Matahari.
Why not? It's all arranged.
I took it upon myself to give way to some of the women and children who are trapped here.
Oh.
The civilians must be got away. The first lot have already left in a small boat.
I see.
We shouldn't be here at all, Colonel. We're needed in the hospitals. Desperately needed. Mm. Now we can stay. I've teed it up. We can go straight back.
I'm afraid you can't, Matron. There's another boat, the Viner Brook, which will convoy shortly out through Java. You must go on that.
But, Colonel White...
I'm sorry, Matron. I'm under orders too, you know. You must get out of Singapore.
All aboard the lugger!
Oh, I didn't think Matron and Dell would make it. Did you see them? Two little kids apiece clambering aboard.
Yes. Well, they couldn't have got another sardine onto this poor little tug.
Thank heavens we could take some more of those poor souls.
Hey, look, girls. That must be it. Doesn't it look sinister?
I don't know about sinister, but it does look awful small.
It's the Viner Brook, all right. We're coming around to her.
Listen to Sailor Middle. How do we get on this thing, Jeff?
You see that sort of ladder thing over the side?
Yes.
We climb that.
Oh, miss. If I fall in, get me out quick, will you? I can't swim.
So that we can work our way along to the others a bit. We can probably give a hand getting the children on board.
We seemed to handle an unending stream of kiddies. They were wonderfully brave, hardly a murmur out of them. At last, everyone was aboard the Viner Brook, and after a meal of dry biscuits and woolly beef, we were underway just as darkness was falling. Mitz and I stood by the rail and watched Singapore fall away behind us.
Oh, what a sight. The whole waterfront's alight now.
And that smoke. Look, it's going higher and higher. Oh, it's so black.
Oh, horrible. Horrible.
Beautiful, though.
Hey! Hey, Jeff! Mitz!
Who's calling us?
It's Dot.
Woody's just found out where to live here on the deck.
Thank goodness. I loathe cabins and ships inside.
Well, you'd better come and grab your bed space. The others are settling in.
What do we sleep on?
The deck, dear. Oh. You have your coat to cover you and your gas respirator to use as a pillow.
Yes, but I'm so tired I could sleep on a bed of nails.
Me too.
Jeff, how did you sleep?
Oh, in snatches, thanks, Woody. Did you hear the guns during the night?
I did. And I saw the searchlights flashing. We must have been on the outskirts of a small naval battle.
Good morning, girls.
Oh, hello, Dot. What's news?
Well, last night we missed our convoy and have been lost in a minefield.
Well, thank heavens we didn't know that at the time.
And today is Friday the 13th.
Oh, no, Dot. That's right. Cheer us up.
We better keep our fingers crossed.
And Matron wants us all assembled with the other 150-odd passengers while she and Major Tibbet give us the gin in case we have to take to the boats.
150-odd passengers with us? That makes over 200 on this poor little boat.
Carry field dressings and morphia. And while you can, you will make as many extra dressings as possible. If anything does happen, your greatest worry will be shock and burns. In the event of an emergency, army nurses will see that all civilian personnel are off the ship before leaving it themselves. Jobs will be allotted to each nurse in case of bombing or torpedoing. Major Tibbet will instruct you presently. Now that's all, kids. Keep your fingers crossed. Nothing's going to happen to us.
Hello, Mitz. Jeff and I were just saying we wish we'd get on with the trip instead of fiddling about in these islands. Mm. We're only 160 miles from Singapore, and we've been at sea for at least 3 days.
Look, there's another odd thing. Have you noticed the flag we're flying?
No.
It's the white ensign.
Well, what about it, Mitz?
Well, we should have a Red Cross flag up. We're not Navy. The Red Cross would give us some protection.
Oh, well, it's not our business.
It will be if we're bombed.
Your life belt.
Jeff, you've got my tin hat. This is yours.
What's the difference? Does this one suit you?
Oh. Oh, come on, come on. Down to the next deck here to get to the lounge.
How many planes are there, Woody?
Oh, I saw six.
Well, we've got a nice view of them from here. Can you see them, Jeff?
I can. They seem to be collecting themselves into formations of three. And when they're all set, they'll proceed to bomb us. Oh, hello, Matron. I didn't see you there.
There's just one thing I want you to do for me, Sister Jeffrey.
What's that?
Keep an eye on me if we have to go over the side. I'm not much of a swimmer.
Here they come! Look out!
Oh, they missed! It made a rattle, though. Hey, we're starting the zigzag.
Here's the next lot.
The bridge. We aren't moving anymore,
but we're still afloat.
Here they come.
That Malay sailor here.
Right.
Come on, this will help you.
Jeff, get it on the worst burns on his legs.
Yes. I carried this dressing all the way from Melbourne.
Now, hold still, my lad.
Everybody stand still. My wife has dropped her glasses.
Oh, brother, glasses. Did you ever hear anything like that?
It's eased her tension anyway. Come on, Del. We'll get these men over to the boats.
Oh, hurry. We don't want to lull about on a burning and rapidly sinking ship.
We can't leave till all the civvies are off.
They're coming back. The planes are coming back.
They're machine gunning us.
Again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, specially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend and produced by Fifi Banvard for Australasian Radio Productions.